Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Daf Nun Aleph, where we started, of course, the sugya that we have of the Michas Chaviti. We have the Kohen Gadol has the mitzvah every day to bring an Asiris Aleifa. The Asiris Aleifa, which is split, machtisa ba'beker, machtisa ba'erev, but he brings that, should add, he brings it with oil, and he brings it with levaina. Of course, what we did not yet discuss, we didn't discuss how much oil and how much levaina that he brings. He brings, remember, half and half. So by each half, how much oil does he have, and how much levaina does he have? They have different options of that, which we'll have to talk about later. That's one thing. How much oil and how much levaina does he bring? You know, but we did have the machlaikis, whether it says to a lashon that it is never found in Tanakh, the lashon of tufine, and we're using it as a contraction, and it means a certain kind of baking. It could either be afia na'eh, or it could be afia na. Means that it's more of a short baking, a half baked thing, like na'eh, it's somewhat baked a little bit. And, or it could be a very well baked thing. The word says in Afkamina is when you have to fry it. Do you fry it before the baking? Do you fry it after the baking? And then we even have a third side. That what you do is you bake it, you fry it, and then you bake it again. There are three stages, not two. You bake it, fry it, and then you bake it again. And therefore, so that's the shot that we have. And the last thing that we've said was, when you go through this process, you do it even on Shabbos. And that's the uniqueness of it. There are different types of korbanos that we have that require baking. The shtei alechem requires baking. Lechem apanim require baking. By then you do not do it on Shabbos. And the big shail is, why over here do you do it in light of the fact that over here the reason why you do it on Shabbos, we have different reasons. But one of the reasons is, the maskana, the last reason is, because otherwise it's going to become pasabalina. If you did it on Friday, what's going to happen if you leave it over till Shabbos morning? It's going to become pasal. So why is that not a problem by the shtei alechem? When do you bake the shtei alechem on Eretz Shmuas, Erev Yotav? When do you bake lechem apanim that you put on Shabbos? You make it on Friday. No, so when Shabbos morning comes, why is it that it does not become pasabalina? In fact, the Gemara says that it should become pasabalina. The Gemara later on in Daf Tzadikei says that it's going to be totally in that. And the halacha, the Rabbah holds, and I should add Rashi. Rashi and Me'ila also is not like us, like the Rabbah. Rashi and Me'ila, Daftes holds that it does not become pasabalina. Not like Tysus and Me'ila, Mesechus Me'ila. The Rabbah, for some reason, holds that it does not become pasabalina, even though, by a Chaviti, he holds that you have to bake it on Shabbos because it will become pasabalina. And this is one of the topics, things that we have. We talk about always on Shavuos, but we'll have to see more about that also. And then my sefer, I have a whole thing of the Rambams, how to learn the Rambams also. But here we have, what these are, the last thing we're talking about is how do we know that the din is that the chaviti you bake even on Shabbos, you make it a slecha Shabbos. We're holding today Nun Aleph, three lights down from the top. Yep. Tanya Kavasei de Rafa. We learn like a Raya, like Rava. Who's Rava? What did Rava say? Rava Omar, the top of the Yomit says, Al Machavas Malabishatuna Kli, be Yafi Lobby Esmo, if you're going to bake it from yesterday, Yisa Lobalima. And Tani Kavasi the Rava Al Machavas Malabishatuna Kli, Bishemen, Lahaisi Lashemen. Now it says Bishemen, to be Maisif more Shemen than what we would normally expect. Put it like that. And, like we just started in the beginning, when we just mentioned what you bring it, we said, we say a Levina. But besides Levina, because you have Shemin, how much Shemin? Now, we know, of course, by a regular Bichas Ladova, how much Shemin do you mix in together with a Minchas Seilas, Bachvas, Barcheshes, Minchas Bafesanur? Those all require shemen than levina. How about shemen?
Light. A light shemen.
Chol shemen that we have.
For every isara. For every isara. It's one light per isara.
Yeah, every isara.
Every isara requires a light.
No, I shouldn't say it like that. No, I wouldn't say that. Let's say you give it an adava of 25. The mincha of 25. Remember, you can't get more than 60, but 60 you would be able to have.
Okay.
Right? It's right. Then you.
So then you require 60.
Huh?
It's like per isara.
Okay. Let's say you would have. Let's say you brought mincha 50 isra'il. So how many like it of shemas do you have?
50.
50 or one?
Yeah. 50.
I mean, so what's the whole svar of Ayin Abrai Labilu?
That's one in one cup.
60. What?
In one container, in one of those pitchers.
No, but so one of those pitchers, it's Rai Labilu. If you have, you could have, it's Rai Labilu if you have one light.
If you have, a person has less than one light.
Could be I'm making a mistake, all right? We'll leave this in there. Could be I'm making a mistake in that. Maybe I'm mistaken. But what we have over here But what we have over here is, again, like we mentioned, you need Shemin and Levina. When it comes to a Minchas Nedava, we know that we have one like. Comes to a Minchas Mesachim. Depends. If you may bring a Minchas Mesachim, depends on what kind of a Mincha you bring. How much flour do you bring when you bring a sheep? You bring three Esraidim. You bring three Esraidim. One Esraidim. Shleisha Esraidim Lapar. Shnei Esraidim La'ayel. Esraidim La'keves. One for a sheep. Esraidim La'keves. And how much oil do you have? Three Lugin. Let's say you want to bring, you have to bring a ram for a ram. So what do you think when you're a ram? How many Yisraelim of flour do you bring?
Two.
Two. And for a par, you bring three. Now, of course, then it reflects itself, the amount of oil that you bring. You don't bring the same amount of oil. Of course, no Levina anyway, but there's no Levina to Mechas Masachim. But how much oil do you have? Shloim, we have for the keves, a quarter of a hin, which is three. Three lugin. You bring an aisle, you're talking over there, it's a third, it's four like it.
It's not the same ratio.
Not the same ratio. No, and by a par, you bring six. You bring either six by a par, four by a ram, and three by a keves.
Getting drier
as you get it bigger. Well, it's in terms of how much do you need per isarin.
Right.
That's right. When it comes to a sheep, it's much wetter.
The consistency
is going to be wetter. It's wetter because they have only one isarin, a ratio of three lugin of oil. Now, when you have four isarin, two Esraidim, I mean. When you have two Esraidim, Shnei Esraidim lo ayo. If you have two Esraidim for an ayo, then you only have four. So you only have two. You have two per Esraidim. As opposed to the three for the Esraidim that you have by the Kvasim. And by the Par, you have three Esraidim of six. There it's the same ratio as you have by the ayo. A different ratio than what you have by the cabins, obviously. No, but that's the psukim. We'll even see about it. I'll have to point it out. That one. So what we have over here now is the following. Tani Kavasei the Rama. Al Mach Melame Chetu Una Kli B'Shemen. La Haysif La Shemen. Maybe a day. I don't know how much shemen you need. Already done. Why? And I can now. I could try and figure it out. Here it says, it says over here by the Chaviti, beside the Shemin that it says by the Chaviti, you have the shemen that it says by the Minchas Nesachim. And like what we were talking about a second ago was the Minchas Nesachim. Either you bring it from a par or whatever you bring from the aisle, whatever you bring from the campus. We have three lugin for the Nesachim. Because what did we just say? For the Yisarit of the sheep. Right? Shleisha Yisrael Lapar, the Yisarit La Keves, it's an Yisarit for a Keves with the three Lugin. Okay, maybe that's the ratio. Maybe that is the ratio. I've got Shleisha Lugin, the Yisarit. Here, what's the amount of flour that we bring by the Chaviti? And he saw it. Maybe it's the same thing. You have three lugin. Oh, klachlo deron silk. There's another way. Nebekat shemen, neba lahalam, nebekat smedava shemen, like we just prefaced the whole discussion with. By bechat smedava, silas, machlas, macheshes, bafesador, what do you have there? Not a ratio of 3 to 1. 3 oil, 3 langit. Well, here you only have 1 luke. Malahalam like echad, afkad like echad. How do you know? How much oil should we have? Should it have a din of a Michas Nesachit? Should it have means you'll have 3? Or does it have a din of a Michas Nesachit? You'll only have 1. Here from Nira Lemi Daimah. Dana Takshat Mitapshat. Takshat Mitapshat. Maybe we should compare it. Because there's a commonality because of Tapshat. What's that? Tadir. Tadir, Dechashabes, Dechatuba. What do we have again? The ain't done in Tapshat. And what we have is, we don't dot Dan over here. Tapshat, the fact that it has the Milo of Tadir, and Shabbos, and the Tessus Tuba. They done in Tapshat. Misha ain't no Tapshat. Of course, when you're talking about a Michas Nadava, what are we talking about? We're not, it's not Techa Shabbos, not Techa Tuma, not Techa anything. What is this? The Avaida of a Michas Nadava. It's not, certainly not that. And, so it's not, that doesn't have, it's certainly not Tadir, it's not the Tadir either. Oh, Klach Lutero, so it's not Tadir because his whole thing is voluntary. Tadir is only, remember like Gemara Menach and Zvacha tells us, Tadir is only Mabaka where there's a Chiyuv. It might be Matsui even, but Matsui is not the same thing as Tadir. Oh, Klach Lutero Zub. Maybe we should learn that in Yogil be Yogil. There's a commonality that we have between the Chaviti and Emichas Ladova. Yachid. It's a carbon Yachid. What brought for the Yachid? By the Yachid. Let's see, come back to this in a minute. So what? Yachid Biglal Atzma. Yachid and Biglal Atzma. For himself. The Miklal Atzma also the company as ever. Miklal Atzma, it's also the company as ever, not a tufel, an ancillary part of another carbon. Also, another thing, Yogel, the Lamed is Levina. What's common to a Michas Medava and the Chaviti is that it's brought into Levina. We don't know if we have that much Levina yet. We have to see how much Levina goes. But how much, but at least it's the Levina, of course, as we all know, Michas Mesachim does not have Levina. Not in Yogel, Mishay, no Yogel. Therefore, we should learn it out from a Michas Medava. Therefore, it should require only one like as opposed to three. So we don't know how we're going to decide. Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshem Abrecha Babreika Oymer. Silas Mincha Tamid. Harei Elecha Kim Minchas Tamidim. What does it say over here? It says by this Mincha, by the Chavitin. Silas Mincha Tamid. Ma Minchas Tamidim. Let's give a look in. Lee, sorry. Abzu, give a look at this, sir. Here also we will have three lugin per isar for the isarin that's required by the chaviti. Reb Shimon Aimer, no, Reba Kad Shemin, but Reba Bemichas Nesachim Shemin. The fact that it said the word Shemin again is a ribui. What does it mean? It's a ribui just like we have by the minch, by the minchas mesachim that accompanies a carbon. Mala alad shleisha lugim for the isarin by a kevis. Of God, shleisha lugim the isarin. Well, maybe, goklach l'derek zu. Maybe you should say riba kad shem and riba minchas parim v'yelim shem. We just got finished saying over here, maybe riba kad shem and and there's a reboy of Shemin even by, and more even by Parim V'Elim. You need either six or four Shemin, I'm looking of Shemin. Mala Alan, what's the ratio over there? The ratio is if you have Shloisha Esranim Lapar, and you have six Ligin of oil, obviously, so what's your ratio? 2 to 1. Yeah, you're right. If you have the same ratio, if you have, you know, that you have 2 Esraidim and 4 Ligin, again you have a ratio of 2 to 1. On the other hand, what was the ratio when you brought a canvas? Not 2 to 1, it's 3 to 1. No, it's over there. I still, so which one do I go with? Blah, thot, shtey lugim li yisarin. Sadigum nachalo. Bala halot shtey lugim li yisarin. I've got shtey lugim yisarin. So maybe what would you do? You'd bring two ligin. Oh, there will be diamond. Donin mincha haba yisarin. Bim mincha haba yisarin. If you're going to say it does need it, means we're going to be making up a new mincha yisarin that has a whole different, an unprecedented amount of oil. So what do you do? Mincha haba yisarin. Donin mincha haba yisarin. Bim mincha haba. Basically, I'm always right. So which one do I do? I would be mistaber according to this side. But what will I have? I would have, when we have one isarin, that's the only thing that's brought by the chaviti. So what are you going to have? You're going to have 2 loigin. Then take over that ratio that I have by a pirate and aisle that comes out. You'll be having a real anomaly that we have by bringing the chaviti. Agufa kasha amra, what do you mean? Mishemin is lahisim lashemin. V'hadar tani, and then afterwards you learn never kat shemin, but never b'milchas nadava shemin. What was the libu that we had? It says here shemin, and it says by a minchas nadava shemin. Amra by matat, so there, well, what is that? There, so where it says, Shemin, Bahadur Tani, never caught, but never besides the dove of Shemin. Omar Abai, Mad Tana, Beshemin, Bahaisim, it's Reb Shemin. No, so the Gemara is saying, You're telling me what?
You have to have extra.
You're telling me more. You're telling me more. It says there has to be more. Now, so what are you entertaining as a possibility here? It's going to be the same amount that you have by a mechas the dava. Who allows it more than that? It's a line. So what do you think? Is it sad that it's going to be only one line? So how's it going to be more? But what's the shakla v'tarya? And it did. Who's the one that's answering him back? Rabbi Yishmael. This will be the shakla v'tarya. How are we supposed to read it? Why, dilik vaya shemen, just to tell me that you have to have oil, that's bushing. Like Sarah, came in Xiva al Bachavas. It says already, how do you bring them in the Chavitin? Al Bachavas, which seems to indicate what? The Minchas Bachavas, Kabinchas Bachavas, Dobby. So I know right away, it's a line of Shemin. Wait a minute, it says, Kevin Dixiba al Bachavas, Kabinchas Bachavas, Dobby. Maybe it means to tell you that you need Shemin. Why would you need it for that? Maybe it should be no oil at all. Other Omar. And then it says back. The Havinami Likvayal Shemin. And it says back. So therefore it says Shemin.
It says Shemin in the Pasuk.
No, so therefore when it says Shemin, what does it need it for? Why would it have said Shemin? It says maybe it needed, because why wouldn't other need Shemin? Maybe it's like a Mechaz Kaita. So that's why, is there a Chiddush in this or not? That you need more? What do you need made for the basic amount of oil? Which one is it exactly? It says Bachvas Shemin. It says Bachvas. It says Bachvas. Where it says, it's true that it says Bachvas, but maybe for some reason I would say it's like a Minchas Chayte. What?
The next word is Bashem.
Yes. No, so therefore when it says Bashem, it'll be to Lafuke from the Havami that I would say that it doesn't need Shemin. You're 100% right. Yeah, it's Shemin. Maybe that's the basic thing. If it wouldn't have said Shemin, I would have said that it could be a Yavesh, a Chareva.
In other words, it's not available.
What?
Therefore, the word Shemin is not available to be Marbe.
Therefore, the word Shemin isn't even, therefore, it's not coming to be Marbe. It's not there for it to be Marbe. It's there to tell you the basics.
Even though
a Machmas is second easy. Yeah. So, but I would say, Avo became with the Machmas. It's different. Other Amarti, Avinami Lakva Shemin. Taisa Medina, Vidadina below us, Yalai. So what up? So I have different ways to learn it. And I'm not going to be able to make a limud to learn it from Svara. That's Rechakra. Silas, Mincha, Tabid. Get a Messiah, Rabbi Shmuel, Milsad. And therefore I have Silas, Mincha, Tabid, like Rabbi Shmuel, ended in off. Good. See, when we had the din that we had before. Silas bin Chatamid. Where it said again, when we go back, it says Silas bin, where it comes and tells us where what we need. Let's see the Rashi a minute. Rabbi Ishmael, I'm going to say, Medon Dina below us, Yalei. And then the answers are across Silas bin Chatamid. See the Rashi, five lines up from the bottom. The Atzrecha cross Seilus Mincha Tabin, the Asam Reb Shimon the Meimar, the light Sarach Kra, came in the book with Slola Haisif. Your Zetzin I came in the book with Slola Haisif. You're exempting the Pasuk because you don't need the Pasuk. The Atzrecha cross Seilus Mincha Tabin, but also Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon is coming to say, like he said, like he said in the Brisa, Let's go right back to the Braisa and see again what the Braisa told us. The Gemara learns from Yishmael ben Ashima, Rachim HaBraika, Aymer. You see that where the Gemara brought the Braisa again? Rabbi Yishmael ben Ashima, Rachim HaBraika, Aymer. Silas Mincha Tamid, Harei Lecha Ke Minchas Tamidim. It has a din like a Minchas Tamidim. Ma Minchas Tamidim, Gimel look at the Yisarim. I'm saying Gimel look at the Yisarim. And so this is, that's who? Rabbi Yishmael ben Ashima, Rachim HaBraika. Reb Shimon, Aymer, Rima Khan Shemin, Rima Mimlichas Kvatsim Shemin, Well, Hab Shleisha, look at the Yisarin. I've got Shleisha, look at the Yisarin. And Klau Klachel Darazu, and that's the Shakla Matari again. The clock will be the Tzad of Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, the Tzad of Rabbi Shimon, that's going to require that. So that's what it's, so Nachma. So it's Elikvayel Hashem, the Eloi Kosov Rachmada, and therefore the Gemara breaks. According to Reb Shimon, the Yatzrich Akra, because he couldn't decide. The Yatzrich Akra sells the Chatamik and the Messiah Rabbi Yishmael. Bill say, and therefore, what do you need? What's the shear? The shear is three per Yisarin. Three outs the Yisarin like a chemist. Therefore, it needs it to come and tell me that did. Rabba Abar, another way to learn Pshat of the Braisa. Rabba Abar Kula Reb Shimon, Ve'ilu Le'nemarka Abar. See, that's why the whole thing itself is very confusing, the Braisa. We're bringing Reb Shimon, we're bringing Rabbi Shmuel, we don't know who's talking to whom and what's going on over here. Ve'ilu Abar. B'Shemin is Le'isim La'Shemin. Why did the Kvayel Hashem and Letzar came in the Ksimba al Machavas? Kibachavas Tavia. Okay, therefore you don't need it. Yachla Yoimar B'Shemin Yeshli B'Din. Now, if it would not have said if I don't need Shemin because I have Machavas, now I have to clarify about it myself. B'Dandina. Dandian Lai Asyalai. I'm not going to be able to decide because I have different standard. Biatzricha b'shemen, and therefore biatzricha b'shemen, and hoder omar tihave kemichas barb, and therefore I don't need it. Maybe there's even a sign that it blabs like a kemichas saite. Hoder omar tihave kemichas barb v'yelim. Then once I have it, so now what? Now that I have b'shemen, maybe it even needs like barb v'yelim that ratio. Hoder omar donin mincha haba yisarin. Mechula, like the way we said, Mincha Babi Sarin, Mincha Babi Sarin, and therefore, according to how much would you need, in the end, three. There'll be three Lugin. You have a Mincha Babi Sarin, and therefore, what would you have? You'll have three. Let me just read it over here, so we should get a deal, and according to the Maskana, what happens? I want to read just the Halachas of the Rambam, that we have over here, they, in the Halachas, in the Rambam, what we have here, how it should be.
The choices are 1, 2, and 3.
So we have a choice, right? The options here are 1, 2, and 3. That's right. 1 is the sign that maybe it has a din of a mechas nadava. 2 is that maybe we go with the ratio that we have by mechas nesachim, by a par denial. And 3 is, maybe it's like the regular kind of a Michas Nesachim of a sheep. Why? Because of Yagel Meyagel. We just want to see, read it in the Rambam, how we have the halachas to make it clear to everybody what the Maskada is. Paragimel. In Tmidim and Musafim. What do you have in Paragimel? Tvidim and Musafim.
Perik Yud Gimel, Yud 13 of Maisa Kabanis.
But it's.
Yud Gimel Maisa Kabanis, it's more specific, Rebbe.
All right. Let's say Yud Gimel and Maisa Kabanis. Okay. Okay. Let's say, well, right, so let's take a look. Yud Gimel in Maisar Karbonis. And Mitzvah Silas. Yeah, what halacha is that again?
It's halacha Aleph.
Right. Okay. Mitzvah Saseh, Lasse is called Mitchas, Mitchas Kemitzvah Sahar. The Kain said, I see it's Chavitik Kaigonal. Now, we have, anyway, Chidushim, I wanted to say it also. The God of Yahweh holds the baking and the frying process. That's going to be the Gayo later on also, this. We had three, but there's another factor over here that we have also that we did not discuss yet. The Ketzad Asi is Chavite Kayagadol. I'm looking at the Rambam, so should bear in mind, first of all, how much oil you need, and also, how do they bake it, and whether, what's the sequence of the baking? The Ketzad Asi is Chavite, maybe Saret Shalem. You bring any Saret Shalem, Umakdisho, and you're Magdishit. The Chotzei, Umachatzei, Saret, and you're splitting chatzis sorry, and shemim migdash. Now, I'm ignoring this point. We didn't talk about this at all. But in light of the way we explained what a mincha in general is, it's much more palatable this than, what's this thing you bring it from your house? When you bring it from your house, he brings any sorin from his house. Goes into his kitchen. Takes up an Isaret silence from his flour, from his pantry, he brings it for the mincha. That's what he does.
He
cannot bring a half of an Isaret in the morning or a half of an Isaret in the afternoon. He must bring a complete them. What kind of a din is this? What kind of kedusha does it have? No, he has to bring it mibesa. So what kind of thing is it? What kind of kedusha does it have? It brings it's chulin. Where it's Kedushas Domin at the most. What kind of din is that? And later on, the Keli is going to be Mekadosh. He doesn't have a Klisharis at home, right? Can't do that. At the most, it's going to be Kedushas Domin. What kind of din is this? The Kate said, I see his Chavite Kayagoda. Maybe he's Sarin Shalin. He has to bring a complete Shalin. I need him, and how he has to bring it from his pantry. Umakna. What does it mean here? Umagdisho. When is he magdishit? Bichotseyu bichatzi isarin shebemigdish. And after he's magdishit, he splits it.
He puts it in the piece when he drinks it from his house? When he drinks it from his house?
From his house, then he puts it, he brings it from his house.
Right,
he
brings it.
Yeah. Shere Magdisha. But he's Magdishit. How's he back? With his mouth. The Chaitset. Now, if he does it with his mouth, the most that it could be is Kedushas Daman. He can't make Kedushas Aguf by a Mincha. So why not? I mean, he can do it by a Behema. Why can't he not do it by a Mincha? But that we mentioned already. But that he doesn't do. The most that he could do by being Magdishit Bepiv is only to make it Kedushas Daman. But here it says, where is he magnishit? At home? Where is he magnishit in the Migdish? That doesn't make sense. Then you measure it out in the Migdish with the Chatzi Isara, with the measuring cup. Sha'aval pi shehi kreva chatziot eidam iskadeshes l'chatzoyim. What he does is, he measures it out, but so what he does is he's magdishit.
It's a real food, sir.
I lost my bearings here. My page, 1 second. Okay. Nachma. He brings the fully sarin, umagdisho, and then v'chaytseyu, v'chatsi sarin shememigdash. She'aval pi. He's not Magdish, and he has to be Magdish the whole thing. Together. Umevi ima shleisha slugim shemen. He also has to bring three lugan of shemen. That's the maskot of Agabara. It has a little of a minchas nesachim, where you brought one isarim. Here also it's that. Shenemar, b'shemen taseh, l'haysim l'shemen, k'nizke akefes. There you are.
He's going to use a lugan to hand throw in the morning, or lugan in the
yeah. So, no. That already we didn't see yet. How much lugan? How many lugan do you use in the morning and the afternoon? We'll have, that we didn't discuss yet. We said that when you bring the minchas, the minchas chaviti, you have to have three lugan. When? Three lugan in the morning, three lugan in the afternoon, or three lugan total, and you'll have split it with 1.5 and 1.5. That we did not talk about yet. That is another shaykh, a very legitimate shaykh. But wait, so what is the shaykh, what it means over here in the Maskada that we have three lugan? Maybe Sarah Shleishis Lugan Shemen. Like we said, Shemen, Lahaisim Lashemen, Kiniska Kemis.
Where did the Shemen come from?
They have it. They have the Shemen already from before. Not from his house. No. That's, he doesn't provide the Shemen. No. I know what you meant. Yeah.
It's by Hegish,
yeah. Yes. Ubailo Lashemen, Asanus Bishemen. Now. And you're Bailo the Shemen, you have Belila. Now what? This is the point that I was referring to over here, that we did not discuss yet. And there's another factor here. Ubailo Ash Silas Beshemen. The Chalta Bereischen. You go and you mix it with oil, and then you scald it with boiling water.
This is before the frying and the baking.
This is before anything happens. No baking, no frying, nothing yet. What you do is to scald it with boiling water. The lush, and you knead it into a dough.
With the hot water mixed in?
With the hot water mixed in.
How much?
What do you mean, how much?
There it
doesn't say. The lush, you do it the way where you're going to be able to make from each chatzi isarin, you knead it and break it down into 6 chalas. Nimzu, of course, Davis Ray chalas. So maybe the whole thing is going to result in 10 chalas. Then, what do? Then you bake it. Yakas, hayunasis. The Ketzad Oysa, the Chalek, Ashloisha, Lugin. Now, I said, that's another thing. You split the three Lugin, Merevia Shebemigdash, Revia Slichol Chala. Now, this part we'll leave it for the time being. The Oifa, Chala, this already we have to see more of what's going on. Right. And more, but I wanted to bring it out, sister. The Maskada is you have three. But why you do three? The first thing that you do is to scold it. Now, why do you, we'll have to see more about it. But the scolding of it, that, where is that going to come from? We have it because we'll learn that not in this parak. By the way, we're going to learn it later on in the next parak, called Abadachos Bois Matzah, where we have that. But so when we talk about it, there's no such thing of bringing a mincha with flour alone. I mean, flour alone, but not loose flour. In other words, whenever we do it, you bake it into a dough. What's a minchas silas? The way it's saying, telling us. What is a minchas silas? That's, of course, you don't have that machmas, macheshes. You bake, you fry, not that. About it, you bring out a minchas silas, you mix it with oil. But when you mix it with oil, a leg of oil, and he's doing the kibitza, in the end, when he does the kibitza, what is he doing kibitza from? Flour? Granules of flour? No, he's not. He's doing the kibitza from a dough. What made the dough? What made the dough is not even the oil. Not enough oil for that. He has to do it with water to make it into a dough.
Boiling water, or just
is boiling water? It does not, by the way, it's not boiling water. Lukewarm water. We'll call it warm water. Not there.
Does
that mean boiling? No, there it means boiling. But we'll see why it is like that. You ask me, we'll see that comes later on.
Gemara never mentions about this adding boiling water.
No, it does. We'll have it later on, but not until now. But I'm just saying that the kibitza like this will not really take place with loose flour. It's going to take place really with a dough. Mm-hmm. Now it shows another, that when you have lukewarm water, when you have boiling water, as with that part, we'll leave it.
Does it matter where the water comes from?
No. It does make a difference. What do you mean where it comes from? Because I'm adding water. Water. Can be any water. Okay. That, but the Masgada, as far as oil goes, we didn't explain even by every mincha how much oil. Every mincha is 3 lugin. You needed to add 3 lugin. 3 lugin of what? 3 lugin per morning and afternoon? I mean, 3 lugin in the morning and 3 lugin in the afternoon of oil?
For 1 minute.
Or 1.5 and 1.5. Yeah. That will leave for time being. Lo minu kayin achar tachta. That's another. I mean, I'm leaving something else hanging here also. Remember what we said, there's yogil be yogil. When you learn it out from the keves, in a way, we're not learning yogil be yogil. You learn out from the keves. It's keves that you learn out from the three. Is a minchas nesachim. It's a minchas nesachim. Which is 3. Now, the carbon that we have here is a carbon yachid. When you're talking about a minchas nedava, it's yachid be yachid. The other thing is not. Now, what does it mean that it's a carbon yachid? Obviously it means, whose carbon? Carbon yachid means the Kohen Gadol's carbon. Where does he bring it? Who pays for it? He pays for it himself. He brings it to flour for you, like you said. He brings the flour from his pantry.
He didn't pay for the oil.
What?
The oil.
Not the oil, but the flour. The flour is, the oil is an accoutrement. But the flour is the mincha. And therefore, what is it? It's a carbon yachid. Now let's bear that in mind for what it said here. We're not finished with this yet. These are just some basic information that we have to deal with.
He doesn't have to bring it.
Calls it, remember, it calls it a carbon yachid. What?
He doesn't bring it on the mizbeach itself.
No, he doesn't have to bring it on the mizbeach itself, but he has to bring it. Get anybody to bring it. Yeah, that's true. It's a Kohen Gadol. Doesn't mean that the hakrav has to take place with the Kohen Gadol, but it's the Kohen Gadol's carbon. Now what? Lo minu kayin achar tachtav. Let's say it came out. No. Let's say that here we're talking about a case.
The Mishnah
at the end says what?
If they did a portion.
The Mishnah is talking about, yeah. That what happened, what does he do? They might, so what will happen? If he died, so what do we say? What happens if he died?
The Mishnah
says.
The Mishnah
says. Yeah. Yeah, here we have again. It says that if he died, they did, and they were not b'manah him that day. He was maybe a sard shalei.
The
mishnah is being cried by the middle of the day. Yeah. Shachris, he died the middle of the day. Umino kayin, and they were b'mana another kayin. Who brings it? So the Gemara says, what happens? The Mishnah tells us what happens. He brings the new one. Has to bring a new minchas chavitin. He's not able to bring the 1/2 that's left over from his predecessor, and he has to do only half, which means there are 2 halves like they're brought in the regular, like on a regular day. But there are also 2 halves that are discarded. Now what? Now we're a master to right. They didn't have a chance to do it yet. Lo minu kayin achar tachtav. And then what? Comes tomorrow? And what happened? Tomorrow, it's
comes
a...
Comes today.
Let's say today what happens. Let's say even the last till tomorrow. What happens tomorrow morning? Tomorrow morning there's no kain gadol. What do you do then?
What happened this afternoon?
And what happens this afternoon? The same thing. Yeah, same thing. Lo binu kain achar tachtov. We shall be isacrated. It has to be brought. How do you bring it? What do you mean it has to be brought? But it's a carbon yachid. If there's no carbon yachid, if there's not a yachid around, so who has to bring it? What is it? Maybe nobody has to bring it. What's the Mishnah holding of it? What's the premise of the question? This is the premise of the question of Vaday has to be brought. Let me hear such a thing like this. What kind of a carbon is this? You want to tell me it's a carbon sefer? Oh, it's carbon sefer. It's asked them. Somebody has to bring it. On the other hand, if it's a carbon yachid, yagil be yagil, so what's the Mishnah asking over here? That needs, we'll have to see more what this is about. Lo minu kayen achar tachtav. So how do you bring it? Reb Shimon and Reb Shel Tzibor. The Tzibor will bring it. Trubas HaLishka. They'll have to bring it. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Mishal Yarshim. The Yarshim will bring it. The Yarshim of the Kayin Gadol. Ushleima HaSakreva. Not only that, if they were not the Mada, another Kayin, how do they bring it? They bring it all together. They don't split it in half. Let's say they were not Mimana, another Kayin. They don't split it in half and discard the remaining half. They bring the whole caboodle together. God says, Isarin, that they bring it. They bring it, Beit Arbayim, tomorrow morning. They'll bring it in the morning also.
Did they do half tonight?
Oh, half. No. They'll bring the whole thing, a holy sermon they'll bring without splitting it in half. Yeah. See the Rashi is saying, Ushleima, Isarin Shalem, and the next morning, Isarin Shalem, Babaker, Isarin Bein Harbayim, Hosman Shehikreva, Bishal Tzibur. What do you do now? You bring it, he died in the middle of the day. That's right. So what do you have?
What's the Bein Harbayim?
Bein Arbayim, so you can't go without a carbon minchas chaviti. So what do you do? And there's nobody, and there's no kain gadol. So the tzibur has to provide another mincha, and they bring the whole thing. Bein Arbayim. What happens tomorrow morning? They still weren't mamana yet a kain gadol.
Until that point.
So until they're mamana him, the tzibur provides a complete minchas chaviti. Now, of course, you can say, let's say they didn't do it by tomorrow afternoon. A nachabah. What would they bring tomorrow in the afternoon? A shalem? Or maybe don't bring anything. They brought a whole one today, remember.
Even if one from Yehuda says you bring for the yarship?
Yes. Say, now, let's see with this. These are shvekas we would be able to declare as laymen. We'd be able to declare these things. But let's say, it's okay. Lo mino achar tachtav. They bring it from Trumas HaLishka, or they bring it from the Yarshim. Tana Rabba, now. Koyen gadol shemeis v'lo mino achar tachtav. They were not. He died. Binayin shetei minchas hakreva mishel Yarshim. How do you know it's brought mishel Yarshim, like Rabbi Huna said, Tavim Lever, Makayin HaMoshiach. Maybe you bring them and you do that. The Arshim bring it. The Arshim provide it. Okay, very nice. And maybe you bring it like the father would have brought it. Talmud Leimar Isa. Kula. The Lochatsia. The Rabbi holds. You bring the whole thing at once. You don't split it when the Arshim bring it. If there's no Kayin Gadol, it's all brought together. Reb Shimon Aymer Chok Aylam Mishel Aylam. It's not true. Chok Aylam means, who do you bring it from? From the Tzibur. Kalil Toktar Shetekulo Bahaktara. The whole thing is Bahaktara. Bahai Bahakayin HaMashiach. Lahachi Yudiyasa. What are you learning about? Kayin HaMashiach? The high Kayin HaMashiach?
Either way.
How about, yes, so what do we say? Well, if you bring it, that's how you do it. Either way. What does it say? The carbon of Aaron is by Kehanim, at the day of his inauguration. That's the carbon of Aaron on the day of his inauguration. That's what's called, of course, the Minchas Chinuch. This has nothing to do with Minchas Chaviti. Any Kayan, like we're saying over here, any Kayan who has never done an Avaida, first day on the job, he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. Just like the Kayan Gadol does every single day. Every day. Now, what will happen if you had a Kayan Gadol before it never did Avaida? Then he's going to have to bring, going to come out.
That's coming up. Brings, that's tomorrow's stuff.
And he has to bring three.
Maybe that's tomorrow's stuff.
Then he's going to, in other words, a regular client that wants to go and do Avaida to bring a mincha for somebody else. He'll have to bring two. The first, if he's going to do any kind of an Avaida at all, he's going to have to first do a Bechas Chinuch. And then he could go and he'll bring another mincha when he wants. On the other hand, let's say a Kayin Gadol, the first, if he is a Kayin Gadol, he's going to have to bring, of course, the Minchas Chaviti. If he never did the Avaida in his life, he's going to have to bring a Minchas Chinuch. But then there's another carbon also. When he becomes initiated to become a Kayin Gadol, there's another din of Minchas Chinuch. He'll even have to come out bringing three. Maybe they all bring one. Maybe they all do it together. They all do it separately. When it says that, maybe it means only Kahanim Gedalim do this? No. What is it telling us, Banav? Why me, Banav? What's the name of this thing, me, Banav? Maybe this is one out of the whole group. Shabbat be the entirety. You would hear both. Both means what? That in it, there could be a case that you would bring it me but of, in a case where the Kayin Gadol died. That's the Gulim Libu that he has. That's Reb Shimon who holds that when we talk about, or when we talk that it brings Amin Mishal Yarshin, Mishal Tzibur, that's what it's going to be. Me but of, I mean. Rabbi Yehuda says Mishal Yarshin. Where does he get it from? Where is he getting it from? He's getting it from Bibanov. Bibanov. You get it from Banov.
It's
a Banov. Bibanov Shabbos with authority. Reb Shimon, hi, I saw by Yavidlei. Reb Shimon, the hi, I saw. My Yavidlei. Bibanov, the Kayin Gadol, Shemes. Bibanov, our Taftov. Shlo yavi chatzi sarin be besa v'lo chatzi sarin shel rishin. That in a case, let's say where they were. Here's the case where they were memana, like we said before, like the Mishnah before the previous Mishnah. Shlo yavi chatzi sarin be besa v'lo chatzi sarin shel rishin. I have a tapeglay me u machtisa the with the vav of my darish. Rabbi Huda hai chakai lav who learns. That implies that you bring the mincha from the tzibur, an event that there is no Kayin Gadol. Let's say there's no Kayin Gadol, we're not mamad to him. And we learn out from there, maybe you bring it, Michel Tzibur, what does he do with that, my oven line? Chasaka, that's something about a hookah. La Ilam Tehei. That hookah is Li Ilam Tehei. That what? Hookah is Li Ilam Tehei. That what? That this mitzvah will be naig. La Dairus. It's a deal that Kali al Tavtar Lamali. Nivaylai Lachanasanya. Now, what do you need that for? Kali al Tavtar. Chaya, why would you think? Kalo Tokter. Chayr, it's possible, Kalo Tokter. It's not kind of safe. It's a Michas Kayin. No, there's never, what do you think? I mean, there's no Achila ever by a Michas Kayin. So why would you need it? Maybe it's only Eli Ella El Yaida. The Chaviti that it says in the Pusik at the beginning by Parshas Tzav. Minchas kai, Eli Ella al Yaida, Minchas kai bakal ol takhtar betach taina. Whereas when you're talking about a regular Minchas kaiin, not the Minchas chaviti, maybe you'll say Minchas kaiin, have you, below say yachel, maybe they say yachel be dayin. How do you know? Lite the sabah shall zeb a zeb, sabah shall zeb a zeb. That the data are the same. I might have thought that this data of kal ol takhtar. Maybe it's only by the Chaviti. Kamash Malad, that it's not like that. It's by all Kayhanim. Tabad Lamar Kali al Kalo Lexera Shavit. Namakad Kalo Venebala Hala Kalo Mala Hala Makad Bikolo Tokter Afla Hala Makolo Tokter. Umala Hala Nite Lay Sase Alachi Lasso. Let's say a Kayan would eat it. Sever Allah Kadit and Sase Alachi Lasso. The summer of Shemin. Reb Shimon holds Michel Tzibur, the Oraisa. When Reb Shimon holds that if the Kohen Gadol dies, it's replaced Michel Tzibur, not like Reb Yehuda holds that the Yarsha bring it. In the case where they were not Mebadehim, the Chaira, we see that it's only a Drabbanan, a Takanis Chachamim. The Oraisa, the Yarsha, do not bring it. Why? I mean, the Raisa, he says they don't bring it. Well, Chayr, we see it's only me the Rabbanan. But me the Raisa, maybe it's the Yashim that bring it. But Tanan Omer Shimon. We have Shimon Dvarim, he's Kino Besdin. There were seven Takkadis that Besdin made. And they were enumerated. Vizechad Mehem. For example, I make the Chavim Shishalach. We have certain ones that are not unrelated completely to what we're talking about. He said that if he said Shalachaban Nisachim, he brought the Sachim, the wine offering, crave, Mishalom. No, you bring it. Bring sense money, bring it. Be love, crave it, Mishal Tzibur. No, not the wine, this is the money. Be love, crave it, Mishal Tzibur. If not, you bring it from the money that the Tzibur provides. They provide for the carbon if he didn't send money for the carbon. The Chayin, and the same thing would apply, the Chayin Ger Shemes, a Ger that died, and the carbon has to be brought. He lives Vachim. Yeshlo Nesachim, Krav Mishalo, Biblav, Krav Mishal Tzibur. If not, again, for him also, everybody brings, the Tzibur provides it. Utanai Bezdin, who? This is Utanai Bezdin. Kain Gadol Shemes, Velo, Mino, Kain Acher Tachtav, Shetehei Mitchasa Kreva, Michel Tzibur. This is also part of Takana that they made. Now, Rav Yehuda holds anyway, it's brought Michel Yarsha.
Right.
But here it says Michel Tzibur, obviously it's Rav Shimon. He doesn't hold them that all, no. Amrabi Avo, no, Shnei Takana Safu. The Oraisa, Mishmid and Tzibur. The Oraisa, you have it, brought Michel Tzibur. Came in the Chazu, the Gavitcha, Kulishka. But they sometimes, I saw that there was less money in the Lishka, the Chumasa Lishka. It comes out to be, it was the supply of money was being depleted. Takino the Likvi Mishalzir, so they went and they were Misakin, the Likvi Miyarshim. Came in the Chazu, the Kapashiba. and they saw that people were negligent in providing that money, the Yarshim. Look what the Raisa, they left and put it back. What did the Raisa? I mean, the Raisa, there is a din that a taka goes from the Tzibur. Then they made a takana, you're right, about the Yarshim. Then they reinstated it, Michel Tzibur. Another thing that they were misakit, Tzvialpara, Shaloyehe, Bayali Biafra, even though there's a din of Me'ila by Paraduma, but not after they burn it and becomes ash. There, it's like, they may be Afra. But it says, the Alpara Shlo, you hey, may be Afra. Parsha Spara, yeah. So the Abba said, the Raisa, he, the Desadia Chata, see, Melavit Shemaelim Ba. Melavit Shemaelim Ba. It means that, it was, what do you mean it's Takana? What does it mean over there? Isn't it, they did the Raisa because the Torah called it a Chatas? Yeah, Frank the Gemara, the Arisa, he decided, yeah, Chatas, he belongs to Shemayelimba. Something Gemara, Chatas, he belongs to Shemayelimba. Something Gemara, he, Shemayelimba.
All right.
Something Gemara, Lavit Shemayelimba. He ba Mayelim. Ba Afra, ain't Mayelim. Ba Mayelim.
The behemoth itself.
That itself that you do, the behemoth itself. Ba Mayelim. Ba Afra, ain't Mayelim. Yeah, and Abraham Shishtate, they're also the same thing. So we see it's the rights of the Mayelim. Amrav Ashi, Shneik HaKadosi, Havai. The Raisa, Ba, Ba'ale, Biafra, Ed, Ma'am. Gave the Chazit, the Gabi Zalzali, Ba. The Ka'avni, Binei. Look at Kosa, they would go in, they would want to use the ash for a salve for their, Bacchus. Gozer, Ba, Be'ilam. Gave the Chazit, the Kaparshi. They saw that it wasn't really necessary. The Kaparshi, maybe something has a host, it was the Raisa. When they saw that afterwards, when it came to Safek Hazah, whether they needed it or not, then, and they refrained from doing it, what they really should be doing, they reinstated the derais over here also. All right, we'll have to wrap up against the clock. Bishop tomorrow, we'll have to do with this also. What it's talking about, what the spin of Me'ila is also. Yeah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.